Hey there, incredible humans. Welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move. This is your host, Jake Carter, coming at you live with another dose of inspiration and practical advice to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Today we're diving into something incredibly powerful, something that can be a game changer for your mental well-being. Journaling. You know, the old school practice of putting pen to paper, or fingers to keyboard these days. But trust me, this isn't your grandma's diary. We're talking about unlocking the potential of journaling to boost your mood, reduce stress, and gain a deeper understanding of yourself. Ever felt like there's just too much swirling around in your head? Like thoughts are bouncing off the walls and you can't quite grasp them? Journaling is like having a mental decluttering session, creating space for clarity and calm. Think about it, when was the last time you truly processed all those emotions, all those experiences, all those random brainwaves buzzing around? We often bottle things up, ignoring those whispers of our inner world. But journaling gives those whispers a platform, allowing us to listen, learn, and grow. It's like having a therapist in your pocket, but without the hefty price tag. All right, let's get into 5 key takeaways that will transform your perspective on journaling. 1. It's not about perfection. Forget the pressure of crafting eloquent prose or perfectly structured sentences. This is your space to be raw, honest, and completely yourself. It's okay if it starts with a jumbled mess of thoughts, just let those words flow freely. Remember, no one else will ever read this, unless you choose to, so relax and be authentically you. 2. Embrace the power of reflection. Journaling isn't just about pouring out your feelings, it's also about reflecting on them. After you've written down those initial thoughts, take a step back and ask yourself, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? Are there any patterns emerging in my thoughts or behaviors? By asking these questions, you start to uncover deeper insights about yourself. It's like having a light bulb moment. Suddenly, things start making more sense. 3. Get specific. Instead of saying, I felt bad today, try to pinpoint exactly what triggered those negative emotions. Was it a specific conversation, an event, or even just your thoughts? The more specific you are, the easier it becomes to identify patterns and address the root cause of your feelings. It's like solving a puzzle. Each piece of information brings you closer to the big picture. 4. Experiment with different techniques. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to journaling. Try different techniques to find what works best for you. You could try gratitude journaling, listing things you're grateful for, bullet journaling, using lists and symbols to track your thoughts and goals, or even creative journaling, expressing yourself through drawings, poems, or short stories. The possibilities are endless. 5. Make it a habit. Consistency is key when it comes to reaping the benefits of journaling. Aim to write for at least 10 to 15 minutes each day, even if it's just jotting down a few thoughts. You can make it part of your morning routine, your bedtime ritual, or whenever you feel the urge to process your emotions. Remember, consistency is more important than intensity. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant marketing manager who always felt overwhelmed by deadlines and expectations. She'd constantly be on edge, feeling stressed and struggling to focus. One day, she decided to give journaling a try. At first, it was just a stream of consciousness. Worries about work, anxieties about relationships, even random thoughts about that new restaurant she wanted to try. But as she continued writing, something shifted. She started noticing patterns in her thinking. Certain situations triggered specific anxieties, and she realized she had a tendency to overthink things. By acknowledging these patterns, Sarah was able to develop strategies for managing her stress and regaining control of her thoughts. So, what are the big takeaways here? Journaling is like having your own personal therapist, a space to process emotions, gain self-awareness, and build resilience. It's not about perfection, it's about being honest with yourself and allowing those thoughts and feelings to flow freely. And remember, consistency is key. Make journaling a habit and watch the magic unfold. Ready to unlock your potential? Grab a notebook, open up that Word document, or even just use the Notes app on your phone. Start jotting down your thoughts and see where this journey takes you. Trust me, you won't regret it. And remember, incredible humans, keep moving forward, keep shining bright, and keep showing up for yourselves. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.